This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by Justin Breen. Justin's going to talk to us about his firm, his new podcast, the most important things that leaders do today, how the role of a leader is changing, and a little bit more. Something he does uniquely is he names every year. We name it 2022, but he has something much deeper than that in mind. And we're going to talk about that too. Justin, why don't we start with the new podcast? Tell us about your new podcast and you and Bill Bloom, some magnificent people. Tell us what you're doing on the new podcast.
Yeah, you know, my whole life is be the buyer. So, and what does that mean? So people ask me all the time to collaborate on these great things. And so Bill Bloom and then Evan Ryan, who's an AI whiz, and Bill, who's a financial whiz, and I'm, you know, I guess a great connector and media person, they asked me to collaborate with them on this new podcast. So it's called Three Guys with Epic Lives. And it's just us talking about things we see in the world as leaders and as entrepreneurs. And it's been fascinating discussions because that's how I learn. I just, you know, in real time, and, you know, a discussion like this is an example. I just say something or I hear something and then I'm like, oh, that's a good idea. I'll do that. So that's pretty much how I've learned everything in my life since starting entrepreneur journey a little, almost 5 years ago.
So what a magnificent thing. And the name of the podcast again, and can people find on all the podcast, you know, places, all this,
yeah,
sort of like Spotify,
yeah,
the Apples, all that stuff?
Yeah. Three guys with epic lives. And it's funny because, again, that one, I didn't come up with the name because I'm very low on ideation, but everything in my life is described as epic. Like, so, you know, PR firm is Brepic. New company is called Brepic Network. First book was called Epic Business. Second book, which I'm starting to write now, is called Epic Life. And that's actually what I'm calling 2022 as well, Epic Life. So that segues into your next question.
Now, I know Bill, and he also, and I think I'm probably met Bill through you, is also just a wonderful,
right,
wonderful leader running an epic life. But I guess the soundbite question, the big question, Justin, there's three of you, three guys with epic lives. Whose is the most epic? I guess that's the key question. Of the three, who's the most epic?
Yeah, it's funny because you don't usually ask questions like that in a somewhat serious but also somewhat joking manner. But I think, you know, it's a fascinating thing because I'm 44. I have a 7-year-old and a 9-year-old. So that's pretty epic. Bill is 36. He has a 2-year-old, and then he's about to have a second child. So that's pretty epic. And Bill and I are both married to humans, like really kind, just normal human beings. And then Evan is 27. And he travels the world, and he's about to travel the world with his girlfriend over the next, you know, 6 months, 12 months, 18 months, indefinitely, and he doesn't have kids yet. So I think the bottom line is all three of us. I mean, I can't, you know, I just know from my perspective that I have this amazing, wonderful life, and I'm very thankful and grateful for it every single day.
And I say, obviously, facetiously, who has the most epic life? I know all fantastic and just trying to have fun. I totally kid when I ask who has the most epic life. It's and I know each of you and Bill, who I know, are thriving wonderfully well and living full, wonderful lives between family and business and enjoying people and the whole thing. So magnificent. Talk to us about the naming of years. I love this concept. Tell the audience a little bit about that and why that's so helpful towards sort of focusing yourself for the coming year.
Well, you know, again, it's been a fascinating exercise. And on Gallup or Clifton Strength Finders, I'm almost dead last in ideation. I have almost no good ideas. I've had five in 5 years of being an entrepreneur, only five. But my top three are activate, maximize, achieve. So when someone tells me a good idea, it's activate, maximize, achieve. So one of my friends, former clients, Joe Martin, he's like, oh, do you name your years? I'm like, no, what do you mean? He goes, no, I name my years. And then every day you say that, you know, you say the, whatever the year is called. So I'm like, oh, that's a good idea. I'll do that. So 2020 was global growth. So everyday global growth. Okay. So company first company, clients around the world, talking to tons of folks outside the United States. So that was 2020. 2021 was No Limits. So when you have no limits, there are no limits. So every day was no limits. And so launched a new company that's 1,000x of what I'm already doing. And then 2022 is Epic Life. So Epic Life. So, you know, planning all these great vacations and fun things with my family, really getting the new company off the ground and humming so it can just create all these other opportunities. So, and part of that is the podcast collaboration, writing second book. And it, you know, when you just say it every single day, it just kind of happens. It just kind of happens, Scott.
So talk about that when you, and I love that because you've mentioned a few different things. You've mentioned family vacation, family times. You've mentioned writing a second book, and I love the first book. I've got an autographed copy and gave a couple autographed copies out to Close Coast Business College.
Thank you.
You talked about launching a new podcast. Those are three of the big things for this year. I mean, obviously, you share a wonderful relationship with your spouse and children. When you think about the three big things this year, lots of family time, writing the second book, writing the podcast, taking care of clients and connecting people. What else goes in that list of Epic Life this year? Just when you think big, what are you thinking about? What else do you think about?
No, that's it. That's it. I mean, less is more, because that's what I mean. Like, I'm so low in ideation. I have almost, I mean, I don't have that many, but if there are, you know, one or two or three things, then I just activate that at the highest level. But here's a fascinating thing that I noticed. The foreword for my first book was written by Chris Foss, who wrote Never Split the Difference. That's one of the top, you know, business books in the last 20 years. And there's a sentence here. I'm like, oh my God, I was saying this 2-3 years ago, or it was. So here it is. He's like the success of the Black Swan Group. That's his company, where I used my years of expertise as a negotiator to build a business that created a groundbreaking model that helps businesses and brands everywhere. Brepik is doing the same thing with its approach to public relations and building real relationships with the global network. My new company is called Brepik Network, which I had, this was written in, you know, 2019. There was no, this was before I even had an idea of starting a new company, but there it was. It was right there. The new company was right there in the foreword before I'd even thought about it. And so it's just, that's what I mean by like just laying that foundation and planting those seeds by saying it, then it just kind of happens, even though you didn't even know it was there until you look back and you're like, it was there. Here we are.
And one of the things I admire about what you do, and it brings back to something you said there, and for somebody to ticked on me, is this concept of like building an epic network, but also, you know, constantly tilling that network, constantly working that network, constantly staying in touch with that network, constantly investing your time and energy in that network. Because so many people have like, you know, I mean, I don't count somebody by do they have thousands of friends, thousands of followers, millions of followers. What I really count somebody is in this life, do they have a handful of close, deeper relationships?
Quality. That's it.
Quality and depth. Do you have,
yes,
5 to 10 really deep business relationships? Do you have 3 to 5 really, really important personal relationships? I mean, whatever those numbers are, far more important than a huge public following, which you have. But what I'm impressed about by you is not the fact that you've got this huge public following, which may come naturally with the kind of effort you put in and how you handle yourself and so forth. What I'm more impressed with is the constant regular discipline in what you do and the constant enjoyment of the relationships you have, which is really a magnet for people. It almost goes to this concept of these books that I've never really fully read called The Laws of Attraction. But you have that in spades, that ability to both be handling yourself incredibly well, plus stay disciplined and consistent in your relationships. And that builds for great long-term businesses and great long-term life, create this epic life you talk about. Chanel is our producer today. I'll ask on our next podcast whether she has some questions for you as well. But just awesome. A pleasure, Justin, to visit with you again. It's amazing what you've done. I love this content for this year being Epic Life. I love the focus on both family and vacations and friends, and then on the new book and the new podcast. And I know you dodged the question, who has the most epic life? The next time I get a chance to ask, the next time I get a chance to visit with Bill Bloom, though, I will ask him that question. We'll see if he so adeptly dodges it as well. Or
he's going to say me or Evan because he will refuse. No, he will refuse to say himself. I know him. I know the answer to that already. But if this helps simplify for others and if this is valuable, I only ask myself two questions every day that actually, you know, solves and simplifies all this other stuff. So the only two questions I ask myself every day are, one, did I have at least one good experience with my family that day? And then two, did my network grow on a global level? So that's it. All this other stuff takes care of itself with those two questions answered.
Give me that again. One good moment with the family.
Yep. And then did the network grow on a global level? And that's it, yeah. Quality. Not quantity. Quality. But the byproduct of the quality is it leads to more quantity.
Well, you do a wonderful job with it. It's a privilege for me to get the chance to visit with you regularly, Justin. Just a pleasure. And it's been not only is it a privilege to visit you regularly, it's been great fun to watch you grow professionally over the last several years. Just simply a remarkable story. Thank you for joining us today. A great pleasure.
Great honor. Happy New Year, my friend.